Good afternoon, construction engineers.
Good afternoon. Is Kurt there?
He is not in today. I can give you his voicemail.
Yeah, please, unless maybe you could point me in the right direction. Does there happen to be maybe a controller or CFO or someone along those lines available? My name is Hashem, and I was calling from Cardiff, and I was calling regarding some financing that was done with GE Capital, and I was following up. I had Kurt Eichhoff as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is he the only one that might be able to handle something like that?
Well, it depends on if it was a current or if it was in the past, because actually Kurt and John Eichhoff are now business development managers, and they have turned the company over to Scott Kringsted and Jeff Melgard.
Oh, okay.
If it was something, because now our new CFO would be Jeff Melgard.
Jeff.
But we do have a controller named Stephanie.
Who do you think would be the best person to talk to for the?
Well, if you could let me know when this. Did you say it was a loan? If it was some kind of a loan, was it done in the past or done?
Oh, the loan was
recently.
The loan was done in the past. But the offer was extended about 2 weeks ago to the business. So whoever is the CFO, whatever, for the current business right now would probably be the best person, I assume.
Okay. And that would actually be Jeff Melgard, and he is in a meeting, but I can surely send you straight to his voicemail, and then when he gets out of the meeting, he can respond to that.
Okay, that'd be great. Do you happen to have a good email address for him? Maybe we can just shoot him.
Actually, you know, I don't know which you would rather, because you can just put it to construction engineers, and then I pass out the emails to who they would pertain to, because there's so many different project managers. You can do, surely can do that.
Sure.
Or otherwise.
What's a good email for that one?
You can just do CELTD.
CELTD.
At constructionengineers.com.
Construction engineers is plural, you said?
Yes, it is.
Constructionengineers.com.
And then if Jeff would email you, or Jeff would, then you could just, if he wants to do a direct email, then he would give you that at that point in time.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
When you talk to him, if that was something that he was interested in or wanted to keep in contact with you or wanted the information, then he'd like to have that sent to his own personal email, which then he could give you that at that time.
Oh, okay, then he'll contact me personally through his own email. Okay,
I'll
go ahead and put together an email for you, and I'll shoot it over. It goes to you, you said?
Yes. Well, I get all of them in the company. They come to me first, and then I distribute
them.
Oh,
okay, and then you distribute. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, I'll put together
a
little email then and shoot it over your way. And if you could shoot it over to Jeff, that would be great. But if you can put me through to his voicemail, I would actually appreciate that too.
Yeah, that's what I will do right now. But before I do that, would you roughly tell me the company again one more time so that I can kind of understand your email and I won't just delete it and I can send it out to the right person.
Absolutely. So the company.
But you can just even label it to Jeff Melgard, and then I'll know exactly who it should go to.
That? Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
I'll do that. Yeah.
And Melgard is M-E-L-G-A-A-R-D.
M-E-L-G.
G-A-A-R-D.
G-A-A-R-D.
Hmm?
Okay. Got it.
All right. Here's his voicemail.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you've reached the office of Jeff Melgard. I'm currently unable to take your call. Please leave your name, phone number, and a brief message, and I'll contact you as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a nice day.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Jeff. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm sorry I missed you, but I'm actually just looking to follow up on a finance offer that we had sent out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago now. And looks like we pre-approved you for $250,000, so I was just kind of hoping that you had a chance to look it over. But, you know, I'm sure you get plenty of these that come in all the time, and you end up just kind of piling them up or tossing them off to the side or whatever it is. So just, you know, hoping that you had a chance to check it out. If not, here I am, a little follow-up call. Anyway, a little background on us. We're a private business bank out in San Diego, California, and we specialize in equipment financing as well as working capital. Think of working capital as kind of a relatively new lending product, really, that allows you to access more cash than your traditional line of credit. Very similar, however, it is an unsecured cash loan, so there is no collateral on your end. You're not going to have to put up your house or your car or anything like that in order to get the loan. And we base it off sales. Typically, we can lend out about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So we can get you more money than a line of credit at less risk. And the offer was actually based on your DNB credit profile and some past financing that was done with GE Capital. Looks like it was a while back. But, you know, based on your lending relationships, we were able to pre-approve you here with us as a creditworthy business. And, you know, we were able to get you that pre-approval. So I just kind of wanted to touch base with you, see how business was going, if you guys had any upcoming plans for growth or expansion maybe, if you were looking to bring on any equipment, take advantage of Section 179 as we get closer towards the end of the year, whatever it may be, we can help you out here. So give me a call back. My direct dial is 858-252-1499. Thank you, and you have a great rest of your day. Take care.